Isaiah 55 and verse 1, a wonderful, wonderful scripture. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend the money for that which is not bread? And your labor for that which satisfieth not. Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and that your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear and come unto me here, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and a commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God and for the Holy God of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Verse 6, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thought. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. My, that's tremendous scripture. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for your goodness and for your mercy. God, I ask you to touch every heart, every life, every soul. I ask you, God, to touch me today. Touch my body, my lungs, my voice. And above all, God, anoint me, not because that I am worthy or ever could be, but because, God, I am needful of your touch and mindful of your touch in this building this morning. Breathe upon me now. Touch the hearts and lives of men that are lost and bring them to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. We ask it all in Jesus' name. And everybody said, the Lord would help me this morning. I'd like to preach a little while today on this simple subject, while he is near. While he is near. I read this week of an old king many years ago that there was a rebellion in his kingdom, one of the far provinces. So he gathered his army together and he went to that province where that rebellion was, and he put down the rebellion and he destroyed the army of those that came against him. After he had vanquished his enemies, quelled the rebellion, he then set up. He had a little, a house or so forth that he took with him. And over the archway of his headquarters there where he had the battle, he lit a large candle, and he sent his heralds out into the country, and he told them, he said, tell them this: if you will come and surrender and take a loaf of oil, a loyalty, while the candle is burning, you will be spared. The king offered mercy and clemency, but the offer was limited to the time that the candle was burning. Life, my friend, could be very much typified like a candle. James said, what is your life? It's like a vapor, it appears, then it vanisheth away. Job said, my days are swifter than the weaver's shuttle. You know, we've heard the old saying here today, gone tomorrow. I'm sure my dad, if he looked back at life, would say, son, it's just like this. You know, only yesterday I was a young man. Only yesterday I was your age. You know, it seemed like only yesterday I was a child. I'm certainly not a child anymore, marching on toward that eternal march toward the grave. But God has given every one of us a candle. God has given every one of us a chance to make things right with him. while he is near, seek ye the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, my God. Oh, you see, for he declared in his word, he said that he was not willing that any should perish, but that all men everywhere would come to repentance. Isaiah starts off here in the 55th chapter with some with one of God's favorite words. Come. Oh, hallelujah. And he says to this nation that's weary, that's worn, that's tired, amen, that's surrounded by the enemy, that's lost the glory that it once had. Oh, my God. And he says to them, come ye to the waters, he that hath no money. Come ye buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without price. Oh, my God. Oh, the word of God was come. He said to Noah when the ark was built, he said, come now and thy family into the ark. Isaiah 1 and 18, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. For though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be white as wool. God says, come and come now. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Amen. Jesus said, as he looked out on the crowd that gathered around him, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, and take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. For the invitation of God to you is to come, and come now, and come and find rest at the feet of the cross of Jesus Christ. Oh, my. God wants you to come to him. Hallelujah. In the parable of the feast, amen, when the feast was all ready and the table was all decked and the food was on it, he said to the men, he said, go now into the highways and compel them. Come in. Tell them to come. Tell them the feast is ready. Tell them the table's set. Tell them everything's on the table. Tell them everything's here. Could I tell you this morning, if you're weary, if you're worn, if you're tired, if you're hungry, if you're thirsting, the table's set. And the master says, come. Oh, hallelujah. My wife is a great cook. Could tell by looking at me. Amen. My wife is a great cook. And she takes great pride in her cooking. Everything has got to be just right. The meat's got to be just right. The potatoes can't have any lumps in them. The beans have got to be seasoned just right. But when she gets it all done, amen, she says, come. She wants you at the table. She said, eat it now while it's hot. Don't fool around. Amen. I've worked. I've toiled and sweated over this stove all day long. Now get in here and get down and sit down and eat this meal. Well, brother, hallelujah. Oh, God has got something better than my wife's cooking. He's got salvation. He's got redemption. He's got life. He's got hope. He's got rest. He's got peace. And he says in this service today, won't you please come? The table is set. Oh, hallelujah. Woo! Amen. When she's got roast and mashed potatoes and green beans and corn and hot rolls, brother, she don't have to beg me to come. Brother, all I have to say is, come on, let's gather. Let's have some prayer. Good bread, good meat, good Lord, let's eat. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, he that eats the fastest gets the most. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, brother, let me tell you something. Amen. The Lord said, come. Come now. My God, you're dying. My Lord, you're starving. My God, you're hungry. Your life is empty. You're barren. You're thirsty. You're dry. You don't know which way to turn. My Lord, get out of your seat. Run to the altar and say, yes, I'm ready to come to the master's table in this place this morning. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Oh, brother, the Lord said. John couldn't close out Revelation without saying, the Spirit and the Bride say, come. Let him that is the first come. And whosoever will, let him come and take of the waters of life freely. Oh, Lord, are you thirsty? Are you hungry? Are you tired of the way you've been living? Are you tired of your empty life? Are you tired, my God, of the life that you're living and your sins? Are you tired of long nights? Are you tired of empty days? Are you tired of empty dreams? My Lord, the Master says, come. The table set. The Master and the Spirit and the Bride say, come. The church says, come. The Holy Ghost says, come. Amen. God says, come. Jesus says, come. Oh, yes, come. Oh, when shall we come, preacher? Come while he is near. Woo! Hallelujah. The first thing he said was, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Oh, brother, seek ye the Lord. Woo! What did Jesus say? He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. Listen, the greatest business I've got, Sister Betty, is to seek the Lord. That's the greatest business in the world, is to seek the Lord. And yet, it is the most neglected business venture in America, is seeking the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Tell the truth and shame the devil. We're in all kind of financial pursuits. We're in all kind of endeavors. We're seeking, listen, we've got a society that's seeking pleasure. Millions, literally millions, will gather in football stadiums today. They'll pay $50, $100, $200, $300. Y'all still here, aren't you? Oh, yes, they will. They get them a seat. And by the time they pay for their beer party and their parking ticket, and oh, yes, they'll spend $200 or $300. But yet if they find out that you're paying your tithe, then the preacher's a money hog and the church is stealing all your money. No, it's just that they've decided to waste their money seeking the pleasures that this world can give. Well, brother, you can chase all the pieces of pigskin you want to, but when that's all done, your team may lose. But I tell you what, if you seek the Lord, there's no losing. If you seek the Lord, there's only winning. Oh, seek him while he is near. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. Oh, brother, we've got a world seeking pleasure. Oh, yes. Through some, listen, some it's in sports, some it's in drugs, some it's in alcohol. Some it's in all kind of sexual perversions that they're trying to satisfy the craving and the longing of their flesh. And oh, you know, there's certain things that will please your flesh. But when your flesh has been appeased, somewhere along the journey, somewhere at the midnight hour, somewhere in the darkness of the night, your soul is going to wake up. Your conscience is going to wake up and say, hey, you better find time to seek the Lord. Hallelujah. Woo!
I have come.
My, I feel like God is speaking right here in this building this morning. Oh, my God, my God. Seek the Lord while He is near. Oh, God. Oh, listen to me carefully. I wonder. I've got much. I just got started here. But I wonder this morning if the candle of somebody's opportunity is about down to the wick. I wonder if your time, amen, to find God, if the candle's almost made the last flicker. Oh, I wonder if your window of opportunity is almost ready to close. I wonder if God is getting ready like He did in the days of Noah, when Noah come in and He shut the door. And no man could open it. Amen. Or maybe like Jesus said in Matthew, when once the master of the house hath risen up and shut to the door, many may try to open it, but to no avail. Oh my God, I wonder how many in this neighborhood that have knocked on the doors, that have hauled their children to this church. My God, when Jesus comes and all of a sudden they're looking on their televisions and all of a sudden they hear the call, thousands have disappeared, thousands are gone. My God, listen to me, they'll pound the doors down of that church. They'll fall around these altars. Preacher man, amen, my baby's gone. My children's gone. Oh, God, my little children you hauled to Sunday school, they're gone. We can't find them. Oh, but listen, don't look for me, because I plan to be gone too. Amen. You may cry around these altars and pound your head on this altar and say mercy, but let me tell you something, now's the time while He is near. Seek Him now. Seek Him this morning. Call upon Him today. Call upon Him now. While the candle of mercy is still burning in the corridors of your soul. Oh, God. Hallelujah. I don't know what to do. I've got so much to say. Oh, seek Him. I said, seek Him while He is near. Seek Him while He may be. Let's stand. Heavenly Father, Lord God of heaven, Lord, I've done the best I know how to do. Oh, God, it's not to belabor the point, to go through my little outline. That's not the purpose, God. The purpose is to see some soul. Somewhere, some way, somehow, seek the Master and call upon Him for mercy. Oh, my God, help somebody here to find the missing piece. Oh, my God, oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, preacher man, I want Brent to come on. I want to sing with the Lord that I found the peace. Are you listening to me this morning? Like I say, preacher man, how must I draw near to Jesus? Let me tell you, the best way I know for you to draw near to Jesus is to draw near, are you listening to me? Through repentance. And to repent means to turn away from. Oh, listen. It's not enough just to say I've been touched. It's not enough to say I've been stirred. You've got to draw nigh by repentance and say, Lord, I'm coming this morning, repenting of my sins, repenting of my wrong. Lord, by your grace, I'm going to turn away from the sin in my life. I've heard your invitation. Seek ye the Lord while He is near. Call upon Him while He may be found. Let the wicked forsake his way. Woo! Let him turn to the Lord. And then the Bible said He will abundantly pardon. Preacher, do you really think God will save me? He said, let the wicked forsake his way, and I will abundantly pardon. Preacher, do you really think you'll save me? Let the wicked forsake his way, for he's got abundant mercy. He wants to save you. He wants to pardon you. He wants to set you free. He wants to give you joy. He wants to give you peace. He wants to give you life. He wants to give you rest. If you're tired of sin, if you're tired of the way you're living, if you're tired of the trap that you're in, come out of it this morning. Make your way to an altar and say, Lord, here I come. I'm yours. Take me and make me.
Jesus, I found a missing peace. I found a peace this whole world could never offer.
You're wasting your time. If you think the world's going to ever give you anything that'll satisfy you, you're going to wind up broken and disappointed. But if you really want peace, if you really want joy, and I want you to step out of your seat and meet me right here at this altar. I said, if you really want peace, if you really want to find that missing piece, step out of your seat. Meet me right down here. Meet me right down here at this altar.
This whole world could never offer.
Come on.
Those chains of
are you tired of sin?
They gave way.
Are you tired of those chains? Are you tired of those pleasures? Come on. Come on, preacher man. Come on together. Join these. Come on, young lady. Come on. Come on. Come on this morning. Pray with me, saints. Pray. Come on, young lady. Come on. Come on, mother. Come on. Come on, Dad, come on.
I found a peace.
Step out of that seat.
This
meet this preacher right down here at this altar. Come on, God, speaking to you.
Those chains of darkness.
Won't you come?
They gave way.
Won't you come? You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
You feel
come on. Won't you come on? My God, won't you come on this morning? My God, speaking to you.
When I met Jesus, then I found the missing peace. I found the peace this old world can never offer. Those chains of darkness, they gave way to sweet relief. So empty when I met Jesus, then I found the missing peace. There was a time when my life was not worth the living. I couldn't calm all those storms inside of me. My restless soul, it was lost in sin struggle. When I met Jesus, then I found the missing peace. I found the peace this old world could never offer. Those chains of darkness, they gave way to sweet relief. You fill the part so empty when I met Jesus, that I found a missing peace. You can find the peace this old world can never offer. Those chains of darkness, they will give way to sweet relief. I'll help them this morning, Lord. He'll fill the part of your heart that stands so empty when you meet Jesus. You will find the missing peace. Oh, you can find the peace this old world it will never offer. Oh, those chains of darkness can give way to sweet relief. He'll fill the part of your heart that stands so empty. Oh, when you meet Jesus, you can find the missing peace. Oh, I found the peace this old world can never offer. Those chains of darkness, they'll give way to sweet relief. Ooh, he'll fill the part of your heart that stands so empty. When you meet Jesus, you can find the missing peace. There was a time when my life was not worth the living. Led nowhere for me. My restless soul, it was lost in sin struggle. But I met Jesus, then I found the missing. I'll pray on this morning, let the Lord help you. You can find the peace this old world can never offer. Those chains of darkness gave way to sweet relief. Oh, he'll fill the part of your heart that stands so empty. Oh, when I met Jesus, I found the missing peace. This old world can never offer. Hold those chains of darkness, give way to sweet relief. You feel the part of my heart that was so empty when I met Jesus, that I found the missing